This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdahl. All right, so as Sabrina and I were talking about, President Trump pulled the United States out of the Trans-Pacific Partnership today, scrapping his predecessor's most significant proposed trade deal. In its place, Mr. Trump has said the policy will be America First, a policy that will include bilateral as opposed to multilateral trade deals. The policy change leaves open to interpretation the traditional American position as the global champion of free trade, and that is a position the Chinese President Xi Jinping is ready to take. Marketplace's Adam Allington has the story.
An odd scene at the World Economic Forum in Davos last week. Xi Jinping, the most powerful man in the Chinese Communist Party, through a translator addressed the giants of capitalism about the dangers of protectionism, which he compared to locking yourself in a dark room.
Well, wind and rain may be kept outside, so are light and air. No one will emerge as a winner in a trade war.
Many viewed Mr. Xi's Davos speech as a rebuke of U.S. President Donald Trump. But is China actually ready to lead on free trade? Sebastian Dulin is a policy fellow at the European Council on Foreign Relations.
It's not realistic, and I doubt that the Chinese actually are aiming for that.
Dulin says China will likely pursue more free trade arrangements, particularly in Asia, but
this will be something molded in what the Chinese need and want, and they will use this to increase their political clout in the region.
China's growth to date has been based on a combination of exports and protecting domestic industries through tariffs. Robert Daly is director of the Kissinger Institute on China and the United States. He says to be a true champion of a free trade system means you have to be willing to pay a price.
To sometimes act in the interest of the system itself or in the interests of other partners within the system rather than in one's own narrow short-term interest. China does not have a record of doing this.
Even so, Daly says China's a huge market, meaning it will be a key player in any negotiations on global free trade. I'm Adam Allington for Marketplace.